fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
We're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the second hour on Wednesday, the 28th day of June. Okay, prepper tip of the day. I want to encourage all of you, if you don't already, to get your ham radio training, your ham radio license, and your ham radio equipment. I just found out the other day what ham stands for. I always wondered, what does ham stand for? Well, it goes back to the beginning of the hobby, when the professional radio operators were basically making fun of the amateurs, and they called them hams. So that's where that came from. Kind of interesting. All you folks listening in Europe, Germany, Switzerland, France, Poland, England, Hungary, Czech Republic, where I'll be, if you want me to come and speak to your community, well, send me an email. I'll be arriving in Prague the 20th of July. I'm scheduled to leave the 24th, but I will stay later. If we get more speaking engagements in any of those countries, private consultations, any of those countries, I will stay and take care of those assignments. So contact me. My email address is thelibertyman@AOL.com, and I'll put you in touch with the necessary people to make that happen, to get those arrangements all set up. It'll be a lot of fun. Look forward to that. Something that I thought about last hour when Dan was talking about his concern with the Pacific Ocean, and that's the fact, and it is a fact, that all these oceans are connected. They are. These currents of these oceans are all connected. Pacific Ocean, Atlantic Ocean, Indian Ocean, Arctic Ocean, all the rest of them, they're all connected. And what's in one part of the ocean will eventually end up in all the oceans. That's where this is headed, with the radiation leaking out of Fukushima. And granted, at the moment, of course, the Pacific takes up almost half the planet. That's where the greatest amount of radiation is on one hand. On the other, it will end up in all the oceans. So that's where this is headed. The Japanese officials who did not act quickly. I've read different accounts about why that happened. They did not want to lose face and admit their screw-up to the world, public opinion worldwide, so they did not do the right thing as quickly as they should have, when there would have been time to really step in there and mitigate this before it became the absolute disaster that it's become now. Now, Professor McCanny is convinced that the tsunami that caused that devastation was a consequence of a human caused event, an explosive device being set off in the ocean. I don't know myself. I don't know. That's what Professor McCanny believes based on his knowledge of that event. But you do need to educate yourself about these oceans, what's going on. Not that there's anything private individuals can do except possibly contact their congressman, their senator, and let them know your concern that we need to step in and mitigate this before it destroys all the oceans. And that's this planet cannot live with dead oceans. It can't. The planet cannot live with these oceans being dead. I was reading, I rarely do this, maybe once every 2 or 3 years, one of the websites that attempts to mitigate my work. And there's lots of that stuff out there, trolls and so forth. And they were quoting me as saying that the Gulf Stream stopped June 12, 2010, which in fact it did, and then go on to say that no, it didn't. Well, I live in a world of evidence. That's where I live. I live in a world of evidence. I've been involved in high-stakes civil and criminal litigation since 1972. That's a long time. The first major lawsuit I was involved in is now taught in law schools as the classic antitrust lawsuit. United States of America versus the American Optometric Association and the Georgia Optometric Association. Massive federal antitrust lawsuit. I was part of the defense team. In the meantime, many murders beginning in 1973. Hundreds, literally hundreds of civil matters and criminal matters, including one where I was part of the defense team defending the Isle of Capri Casino against Jefferson County, Missouri. Our defense team there, our client had at risk $100 million. And I was part of that defense effort as their investigator for Ropes and Gray, a law firm with offices in the United States, Europe, Africa, Asia, South America. If you're getting sued for $100 million, you hire Ropes and Gray. And they hired me. I live in a world of evidence, ladies and gentlemen. I know the rule. I was taught and trained to know the rules of evidence when I was in my training to become a paralegal. And that's been a big part of my life all these years. So when it comes to the Gulf Stream stopping, I present the evidence from verifiable independent sources. Now, I respect Professor McCanny's being cautious about anything that comes from any government agency. And we all should be. Of course we should, on one hand. On the other, some things are done properly and correctly, and one of those is the new maps published by the United States Navy every 24 hours. They do that. They publish a new map of the oceans of the world showing ocean surface temperatures. Ocean surface temperatures. That's what they do. And then the link is right there on my website. You can scroll down where it says Gulf Stream has stopped, current map. And you can see the Gulf Stream. And they delineate the temperatures by the color. Reds and yellows are the warm colors. Blues and purples are the colder colors. And yes, you can see the Gulf Stream. It comes up the east coast of Florida, up past Georgia, up past South Carolina. It gets to about Cape Hatteras, North Carolina, and starts going east by northeast. That's on the current map. You can click on there and see it for yourself. It gets out a few hundred miles to the Atlantic Ocean, headed towards England, where it used to go before June 12, 2010. It does a little loop-de-loop and stops. That's the end of it. Now, that's the underlying premise of a major Hollywood film titled The Day After Tomorrow. Now, what they do there, the film takes place over a period of several weeks, where the climate of the northern hemisphere goes from what we regard as normal to a new ice age in just a period of a few weeks. That's Hollywood. And all that happens because the Gulf Stream stops. Now, the timeline is wrong. Clearly and obviously, the timeline is wrong. Gulf Stream stopped in June 12, 2010, and we do not have a new ice age. Clearly, obviously, we don't have a new ice age. It doesn't happen that fast. But that is where this is headed. That is where this is headed. Of course it is. It's happened before. It will happen again. The U.S. government paid for a research paper to be written. It was published, it's a free download at my website. Let's see if I can find that thing here. Under free downloads, I believe is where that is. Let's click on there real quick and see if we got it. And we've got, here it is. An abrupt climate change scenario and its implications for United States national security. Now, the two men that wrote this, they probably took a year or more to write it. I'll click on here. It's a free, it's a PDF. You can print it out. It's about 20 pages or so. And in order to accomplish this goal, and your tax dollars pay for this, Department of Defense, your tax dollars did pay for this, by the way, 22 pages. Authors were Peter Schwartz and Doug Randall. Published October 2003. Department of Defense gave them marching orders to research, determine, and write about the consequences of two possible future events. The first one being the consequences of the Gulf Stream slowing down dramatically, which was already in the process of slowing down in 2003, by the way, losing mass and velocity. The second premise, the consequences of the Gulf Stream stopping completely. Now, when I first read this, it was about 2004, 2005, along there. It was a year or two old. I found it interesting. I found it fascinating and a bit disturbing, that the consequences of what might happen in the future. When I reread it the summer of 2010, after the Gulf Stream had stopped, it really, really got me going. All you people out there searching for images of Planet X, taking these fuzzy photographs out in your backyard, this is what you need to be looking at. Because this is right now. This is in our face. Planet X will eventually get here. Of course it will. But the consequences of the Gulf Stream stopping is right now. Not some future event. Not 3 p.m. tomorrow. Right now. And these men, they did their homework. They wrote a great paper. They interviewed climatologists, oceanographers, economists, agricultural experts, military people, political people. And these might be the 22 scariest pages of nonfiction you will ever read in your life, because we're dealing with this right now and will for the rest of our lives, and our children, our grandchildren, decades in the future will be. They talk about economic collapse of countries, mass migrations of tens of millions of people, the collapse of agriculture, wars being started, all because the Gulf Stream stopped. Now, this was written 7 years before the Gulf Stream stopped. October 2003. Not quite 7 years. Gulfstream did in fact stop June of 2010. June 12th, 2010. Now, with the modern age, we have things we couldn't imagine years ago. We now have archives of radio shows. It used to be when the radio show was over, it was over. That was the end of it. End of story. But I was with Dr. Deagle twice a week for years, Mondays and Fridays, 1 hour each. Two of those Fridays in July of 2010, myself, Dr. Deagle, my friend Ann Morrison, we all, three of us, interviewed Dr. Luigi Anne-Zangari. Dr. Deagle was on Genesis at the time. It was the third hour of both Fridays, the third and fourth Fridays of July 2010. Now, Dr. Zangari doesn't speak great English, but he speaks okay English, and you can understand him. The first interview, he said, "We believe the Gulfstream has stopped." The second interview, he said, "Yes, it did in fact stop June 12th, 2010, about 6 weeks before that show was done. He hasn't spoken publicly about it since. They basically said, "Would you like to see your children graduate from high school, sir?" And they shut him up. We got a caller on hold here. We got Fred in Wisconsin. Good morning, Fred.
I just got to lighten it up a little bit. We went camping over the weekend and got back on Monday, so I pulled my energy cleaner out and I plugged it back into the queen-size bed. And my Doberman went missing. So I look in the bedroom, and she had dug through the sheets, dug down to the pad, and laid herself on that and was totally gone. And I cannot believe how this dog reacts to the energy cleaner, but she'll pull everything out of the way to get down to the raw pad, and then she stretches herself out and goes away. So I just thought I'd move that on. We got to have a dog day special for energy cleaner so I can get her own for herself, put it on her pad or whatever.
Well, stay tuned tomorrow. Maybe there might be something that would help you out there, sir.
All right. Well, I just thought I'd move this along. We love it, and it's helped both of us out, and now the dog's taken over. So there it is.
That's expected. These dogs and cats will seek that energy clear signal, and they will seek it out and get on it. Thank you for the call, Fred. We appreciate it.
All right. Thanks.
All right. It doesn't hurt to lighten things up a little bit here and there. This is serious stuff. This is very serious stuff. What we're living right now, what we're living in June of 2017, is the day after tomorrow in slow motion. Obviously, it's, you know, what's happening, it didn't take place and won't take place over a few weeks. When the Gulf Stream stops, here's what happens. I didn't know this until we talked to Dr. Zangari. He's a PhD scientist living and working in Italy, by the way. The team of scientists he worked with in Europe and in North America, they do nothing but study the Gulf Stream and the consequences of the Gulf Stream. Now, wherever you might be on this planet, 5 miles, 6 miles above your head, there's wind going 200 miles an hour, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's called the jet stream. There's three jet streams: Northern Hemisphere, Equatorial, and Southern Hemisphere. And what the Gulf Stream used to do, past tense, was regulate the jet stream, causing the jet stream to behave in a more or less predictable manner, giving men and women involved in agriculture in the Northern Hemisphere a more or less predictable pattern of weather, precipitation, and temperature. Here's our break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Thank you. Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the Intershelter domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The Intershelter dome homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by two men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at thelibertyman.com. And we're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 28th of June. Now, those two radio interviews, I just located them on my website. Those two radio interviews I did with Dr. Deagle and Ann Morrison and Dr. Zangari. If you scroll down on the left side, you'll see in bold type, the Gulf Stream has stopped. Radio interview one, radio interview two. It's the people who attempt to mitigate my work, make fun of my work, marginalize my work, they just don't offer any evidence. I offer the evidence. Now, Dr. Zangari is the real deal. He's a PhD scientist in Italy working on the Gulf Stream. That's what he does. That is exactly what he does. So, if you also at my website, you can find free downloads for... let's see. Here we go. I have another article I wrote titled "The Gulf Stream Has Stopped," and that should be here also. It's hard to do these two things at once here. Scroll through these things. and find that article. There it is. Under free downloads, the Gulfstream has stopped. That's an article I wrote in 2010 also, in September 2010. It's a short one. It's only about three pages. Don't. Going back to Planet X. Planet X is important. My work on Planet X is important. Professor McCanny's and all the rest of these men who worked on this matter for decades. It's important, it's real, and it eventually will have a very dramatic adverse effect on our planet. In the meantime, the Gulfstream having stopped is right now having a dramatic impact on our planet. Now, something I've mentioned before, I haven't talked about for a while. You hear about all the Syrian refugees and the issues they're causing, which they are causing great issues. And they're leaving because of civil war. Well, that's part of the why they're leaving. The other part of the reason why is the collapse of the agricultural part of that economy over there in Syria because of the worst drought in five centuries. Worst drought in 500 years plus in Syria, which has caused virtual the collapse of the economic sector there in Syria. Most countries, there might be small ones that aren't heavily dependent on agriculture, but most countries are pretty dependent on their agricultural part of their economy being vibrant and healthy and working. And when that collapses, everything else is dramatically, adversely affected. Dramatically. Of course it is. That's a given. Of course it would be. Now, I don't know for a fact that the drought in Syria is caused by the disruption of the Gulf Stream and the problems with the jet stream. But the jet stream is what's responsible for temperature and precipitation. That's what the jet stream does, is determine what temperatures and what precipitation you get on this planet. To a large extent. There's other factors, of course, but that's largely where it comes from. So, searching for some future date, you know, I've given out a date now for our training exercise. It's a good date. Why not? December 31st, 2018, hey, go for it. Getting ready for consequences of the Gulf Stream stopped, violent climate change, collapse of the economy, World War III, EMP attack. It's a good date as any, isn't it? 18 months, you can do a lot in 18 months. You can do a huge amount in 18 months if you're motivated. Regardless of your resources, do what you can. Rinsing out 2-liter soda bottles, filling up with water. That's something. Better than nothing. Buy an extra bag of rice when you go to the supermarket. Just a couple of pounds or two. Navy beans. Get a bag or two. Stock up. Here's our break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I've worked with men and women involved in the high-end shelters for years. With the Ozark Survival Homestead, you get things you don't get with the high-end shelters. You get a opportunity to be in the bunker, of course. You also get a home, a 60 by 90 lot. You get your storable food, your livestock share, your garden, greenhouse share, your seed bank share. One person to have everything they need, right at $25,000. For a family of three, $37,000. You really need to check this out. It's very unique. At my website, you'll see the Ozark Survival Homesteads on the left side of my homepage. Go there, read that one page, fill out the form with your name, your email address, and your telephone number, and I will forward that to the guys and gals at the Ozark Survival Homesteads. Check it out. You'll be very glad you did. Thank you very much.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com. Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 28th of June. My website is thelibertyman.com. There's a lot there. People start looking at my website. They say, John, man, there's so much stuff at your website. Yeah, there is. I mean, you could spend a long time there. And good information you can count on as being accurate. If there's anything or it's not, let me know. I'll be sure and take care of it. Well, we have a promotion going for Republic Broadcasting. If you get a postcard into me, you will be able to, if your postcard is drawn, I should say, we're doing a drawing every other Thursday. The next drawing is tomorrow. If your postcard is drawn, you get to purchase an energy cleaner, $70 off retail. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. The mattress pads are 10% off. And that's if your card is drawn. In the meantime, yes, I do have energy cleaners in stock. I just got a nice shipment of 21 new mattress pads. All the different sizes are now in inventory, ready for immediate shipment. You all heard Fred in Wisconsin a few minutes ago. you have a dog or a cat, the only way you'll keep them off that bed is by shutting the door. They will gravitate towards that energy cleaner signal. Our dogs are both now deceased, but when they were alive, we had the two mattresses set up. We don't allow dogs in the house, but the laundry room is separate from the house. We had two little doggy mattresses set up and their own energy cleaner, so they could sleep on that signal. It was kind of funny. Before the energy cleaner was installed, they would go out and never come back all day long. They would just, if they wanted to take a nap, they just found a place in the shade and took a nap. But once the energy cleaner was installed, they didn't take naps in the shade. They came back in the laundry room to get on that mattress and get that energy cleaner signal. That was the way it was. Sometimes I think these dogs and cats have more sense than we do. They're very intuitive, and they can sense that signal. They know intuitively that signal is healthy for them and feels good, and they go towards it. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. That's what we focus on with the energy cleaner. What are you waiting for? If you have arthritis pain or joint pain, back pain, what are you waiting for? Energy cleaner will probably help. Not getting a great night's sleep, what in the world are you waiting for? $285 to get that kind of relief? That sounds like a bargain to me. Mattress pads, the price varies depending on the size. Twin, full, queen, king, California king, the handy travel size. Everything's right there at my website at thelibertyman.com. You can make your purchase right there using PayPal, the most secure way to make payments online, MasterCard, Visa. Of course, checks can be sent to my address at thelibertyman.com. Toll-free our line, here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Well, I got a phone call and an email from Buddy, area code 717. Buddy has found another movie with an image of North America with new coastlines. Now, I haven't seen this image yet. The 1954, this image is really there, which I have no doubt that it is. This will make this the oldest movie. The title of it is The Miami Story. I was just looking at the synopsis on Amazon. It appears to be a B-grade crime film made in 1954. So we'll see. I sent an email back to Buddy. Buddy, if you're listening, I need a screen capture. I just soon not have to buy this thing because I'll never, I may watch it, but I'll never watch it again. But I need to get a screen capture from that film. And if he can get me a screen capture, he gets his choice of any of my DVDs that I've produced myself, not the ones I sell from other people, but my DVDs that I've produced, which is four of them. Family Safety in Perilous Times, Volume 1, Family Safety in Perilous Times, Volume 2, actually five. The terrorism, what the government isn't telling you, global warming, what the government isn't telling you, signs in the sun, moon, and stars. Those are all my DVDs that I produced. Five DVDs. And I probably will produce another one. I can't say when. Maybe when I get back from Europe, that would be a good time to produce a new video. And of course, I probably will get some video from my presentation I do in Prague. That maybe that will just be my new video there. That would be, hopefully they'll have professional videographers with good quality sound and so forth to do that right. Getting back to my website and what's there. You really need to read those 22 pages about the Gulfstream stopping, the consequences of the Gulfstream stopping. It changes everything. This by itself, you're looking for earth changes? This by itself changes everything. Yeah, Fukushima is bad. It's already killing the Pacific Ocean. Planet X, when it gets here, it will be bad. It'll probably cause, the best estimates I'm hearing currently is a 45-degree pole shift. That's massive. Your typical pole shift is 12, 15, 20 degrees. 45 degrees is a massive pole shift. And what that means for North America is everybody gets warmer. because, well, that's just what will happen. We'll be pushed down. So northern Minnesota will get the weather of St. Louis, just as an example. And Alaska will get the weather of Seattle. That may be a bit extreme, but that's the kind of thing we're looking at when this happens. And I'll take the heat over the cold any day. I don't particularly like extreme heat, but it's better than extreme cold, in my opinion. A lot easier to live with the heat than it is the extreme cold. A lot easier to deal with. Read those 22 pages. I cannot emphasize too much. If you got a printer or a way to print out those 22 pages, an abrupt climate change scenario and its implications for United States national security. That's a mouthful. An abrupt climate change scenario and its implications for United States national security. You won't think the same way. You won't look at the world the same way once you read those 22 pages, and you understand that the Gulf Stream did in fact stop June 12, 2010. Both have to be in place to make any changes in your life. Both of them. You need to have the understanding of what this means. And how is it going to affect you and your family? So I'd keep in mind both. I would keep the violent earth changes in mind regarding Planet X and the ocean seas, sea level rising, and the consequences of the Gulf Stream stopping both. It doesn't change my premise that the best solution is a hobby farm in the Arkansas-Missouri Ozarks. Because after these earth changes, both the violent rising of the oceans and the pole shift, we'll still be in the best shape here that you can imagine in terms of location, location, location. The Arkansas-Missouri Ozarks will be still be one of the safe havens. The winter, once a pole shift happens, there'll be no winter. Basically, be part of the year might be cooler than the rest of the year, but winter, as we know it, will cease to exist in this part of the country. We're still going to have plenty of water. We're still going to have not very many people. We're still going to be probably plenty of wildlife to harvest. Plenty of timber to cut for firewood, as if we're going to need very many fires for heat, but still need to cook. Heat water for bathing, those things like that. So it doesn't change my premise at all, is that the Arkansas-Missouri Ozarks will still be one of the safe havens. I was meeting a couple from Arizona yesterday. I'm getting together with them again today. They have four horses. Their horses had never seen grass. Their horses have never seen grass. That's Arizona, where they live. They're looking forward to having teaching their horses how to be able to eat grass and not kill themselves, because horses will do that if they've never been exposed to grass. They'll just eat till they die. That's just what horses do. But they're looking forward to possibly becoming our neighbors here. Now, I should mention we had our business meeting for our local preparedness group yesterday, and we decided on some upcoming training events. In July, we're going to have a map and compass course. It's going to be two Saturday mornings. The first Saturday morning will be a classroom work to learn how to read maps and use a compass. The second Saturday morning is going to be a field work where we actually do an orienteering course. That'll be a lot of fun. In August, we're going to have my friend Tom Berryhill do a class on ham radio, and we'll discuss anything and everything to do with communications. Two-way radio communications, intercepting the public frequencies, police, fire, paramedics, military, private communications with field phones, all that will be discussed in August. September, we're probably going to have our firefighting course, fire prevention and home firefighting. That will be taught by the local training officer for the fire department. And so we got things planned out 3 months in advance here, our local preparedness group. Our movie this coming Friday will be Rango. It's an animated film for children. I saw a trailer for it. Looked like it'd be a lot of fun. We have our preparedness group shows a film every Friday at the Davisville American Legion Hall here in Davisville. Alternate Fridays, one film for the adults one Friday and a film for the children the following Friday. The movie's free. We obviously sell the snacks. We can't afford to give them away. That's how we raise a little bit of money to pay the rent for the building. But you can get a bag of popcorn and a soft drink for a dollar. That's not a dollar each. That's $1 for a bag of popcorn and a soft drink. Ice cream, soft drinks, candy, and a lot of fun getting together, meeting people. And it's nice to be around people that you can talk to and they won't think you're crazy. That's the group that shows up at the American Legion in Davisville every Friday to watch these films. It's a social event for us. We do occasionally watch the film that has more serious nature to it, such as The Day After Tomorrow. That is one of the films we've watched. Or some other films, the one that documents what happened. It's a Hollywood version of what happened at Benghazi. That was pretty good. The Secret Soldiers of Benghazi, I think it was called. Got a call on hold here. We've got John in California. Good morning, John.
Oh, good morning, John Moore. Nice to talk to you. I just had a quick question for you relative to one of Jim McCanney's remarks about the impending crisis at Yellowstone. Right. Can you fill me in on that a little bit? Is there there's not a nuclear power plant there or anything like that, is there?
What is he talking about? There's several on the planet, and Yellowstone is what's called a super volcano. And if that goes off, and it's a matter of when, not if it goes off, it will destroy agriculture in the central part of the United States for decades. What gives it the power is Yellowstone Lake. If it wasn't for Yellowstone Lake, when it went off, it may not be much more than something that tourists would go watch in Hawaii. But when that water goes down and hits that molten rock, that's what gives the explosive force to make it so dangerous. So what Professor McCanney is advocating there, John, is to drain Yellowstone Lake to take away that explosive force of the water.
So it sounds like, is this not similar to some of these geysers where there's superheated steam in various parts of California that...
Well, there's geysers in Yellowstone, too. There's Old Faithful at Yellowstone as well.
Okay.
That's a tiny bit of water reaching hot rocks is what those geysers are. But we're talking about an entire lake hitting molten rock all at the same time, creating the effect of many, many nuclear weapons going off at the same time.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Wow, right. Thank you, John. We appreciate it. Call.
Thanks for filling me in.
Yeah, anytime. Okay. The good thing about California is the prevailing winds go east by northeast from Yellowstone. The maps, the scientists say that Missouri would get a volcanic ash in the extreme northwest corner of Missouri, about 80 to 100 miles into the northwest corner of Missouri. Wow. Wouldn't come as far south as what I am, at least not in the amount that would make any difference.
Okay.
Yeah, right. Yellowstone is a serious matter. Is someone there?
Thanks a lot, John.
Oh, thank you, John. We appreciate the call. Serious stuff. We talk about serious stuff here on this show. And fun stuff like the Fred's dog seeking out that energy cleaner signal. Maybe Fred needs to get the dog his own energy cleaner. Like I did our dogs, and not have to the dog tear the bed up to get to that signal. The dog would like it, and it'd be a lot less disruption to the family. We've had a number of people report that older dogs in their late teens, and a dog gets to be 16, 17 years old, that's pretty old for a dog, that they get rejuvenated and have a better life. Their arthritis pain is mitigated, and they can walk without pain and discomfort. It's obvious if a dog's in pain when they walk. Same thing happens to people, of course. Getting back to this matter of the Gulf Stream having stopped, it is of the utmost importance. It is more important than almost everything that's talked about in mass media. It affects the whole planet. The majority of the people, the majority of the agriculture is in the northern hemisphere. The southern hemisphere, you've got part of Africa and South America. Granted, there's lots of people there, but not compared to the northern hemisphere where you've got India, China, Europe, United States. Here's our break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide, foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide, foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate?
Wednesday, 28th of June. Well, we got the 4th of July holiday coming up here. The 4th of July will be this coming Tuesday. A lot of people will take off Monday, giving them a 4-day holiday. They take off Friday. And Monday, they would have a five-day holiday, wouldn't they? I'm sure many people will do that as well if they can. We celebrate the signing of the Declaration of Independence. You've probably seen the very pitiful and very funny videos by Mark Dice. I saw one where he was next to a beach in Southern California on the 4th of July a year or two ago, asking people what they were celebrating. Now, these are adult Americans, and they couldn't tell him. They could not tell him what was being celebrated on the 4th of July. They couldn't. Adult Americans. These are people that vote, by the way. These are people that vote. All this wailing and gnashing of teeth about people who can't get a photo ID to vote. Well, I think I would take it a step further, but it's not up to me. We had a big controversy here in Missouri a year ago, or 2 years ago. There was a proposal to have a literacy test for public school teachers. That was yelled down. How dare you try to find out if our public school teachers can read, write, and speak the English language? How dare you? But you and I aren't going to change it, are we? What we can do is take care of ourselves, the people we care about, our families. That's what we can do. And that's what you can do effectively. If you want to be politically active, by all means do so. Run for school board. Run for city council or mayor or the fire district or whatever other position you think you might be able to do some good in your community. By all means do that. Have an effect. Get active. Help your community. School boards can help a lot. County commissioners can help a lot. Go for it. Do what you can. You know, don't abrogate your other responsibilities, obviously, but do what you can to help your community be a safer and better place. Start a preparedness group like we've done here in Osage County, in Davis, in Crawford County, Missouri, Osage Township, Crawford County, Missouri. A local preparedness group. We have monthly training. We have a social get-together once a month. We have business meetings. And we get some things done, getting some good training in. Everybody that wants to participate is certainly welcome. We have people come from 40 miles away to watch our movies occasionally. That happens also. And like I said earlier, it's nice to get together with people that you can talk about these matters and they won't think you're crazy, like your relatives do, or your coworkers, the people you go to church with, the bowling team, whatever. You can actually talk about these matters and people will know what you're talking about. That's pretty neat. Just about out of time here. Tomorrow, we'll have Tim Spencer with us. And Friday, we'll have Dr. Martin. In the meantime, plenty of essential oils now while you can, your firearms ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Have a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless America.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.